It's so strange how some fears just take a grip of you and don't let go, and they just kind of control your life in a lot of ways.
Well, a lot of times something like that, though, it's going to be triggered by some sort of incident that's taken place, and it's not necessarily the case in this point.
No. So I'm looking to buy a new home, and we found one that we really like. Now, we're like in a bidding war, so who knows if it'll actually go through or not. You know, welcome to 2023. But
sure.
One of the issues I have with the house has nothing to do with the house. The house itself is perfect. Everything about it is really what we've been looking for and what we want. The issue I have is the location, because where it is, it's got windy roads leading to it.
I mean, it's a little bit woodsy, neighborhoody, like, right?
Yeah,
like,
and,
I mean,
and I've been a city girl pretty much my entire life. So
yeah.
I always kind of lived where, like, to get to the highway from my house, it takes about 45 seconds. Like,
right.
That's it. Like, it's as easy as it comes. So I have this, I don't know if it's an unnatural fear or if it's just a regular fear of, like, the fact to have to drive at night on these windy, dark roads scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, but that's the thing about these nice neighborhoods. The reason they stay nice neighborhoods is because there's not a freeway that goes right through the backyard.
I know, but I've gotten to the point
where
I don't even hear the cars anymore.
No, I get it, and I'm not judging one way or the other.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that this is one of the things that you can expect about one of these, you know, kind of woodsy neighborhoods.
But I keep saying to my husband, I go, but what happens, like, when I have to drive and maybe it's raining or maybe it's bad weather or whatever, and it's these windy roads and I'm scared and it's dark? And I think people have genuine driving fears, because I have that fear. One is, like, windy, dark roads for some reason terrify me. But also being on a busy road with the motorcycles. Like, I don't like motorcycles at all. I don't like not them in. I don't like driving next to them.
Yeah.
Because I'm always afraid they're going to dart in front of me. I'm so afraid that I'm going to accidentally tap a wheel and something terrible is going to happen.
Do you have any sort of reason to believe that these Harley-Davidsons will be out in the woods with you on these windy roads when it's dark and there's a storm going on?
Raven, these are two separate driving fears.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're throwing them all at me at once. It just seems like you're kind of overwhelming yourself for no reason. I mean, you just turn your high beams on and you get out 10 miles per hour slower, and I think you're going to survive it.
You don't have any driving fears?
I mean, I don't have a lot. Listen, I had a motorcycle license, okay? So I know what you're talking about. It's kind of like when you walk up to the edge of a building and you look over the edge and you're like, oh my God, it would be so easy to fall here or whatever. There's that voice in your head that goes, what if I just slipped? Or what if I just jumped or whatever? It's the same thing when you're riding next to a motorcyclist or you're right behind them. And that's why they tell you to give them extra distance, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a different type of vehicle. You're not used to being there. So when you're on a motorcycle, it's kind of the same thing as, like, you know, the first time you get on a highway or whatever. And somebody blows by you, the wind is quite a force. It shakes you up a little bit. You know, I had a license for a long time. Nothing really scares me. I do the same speed, honestly, in the rain. It drives my wife crazy, but, I mean, I'm just used to it.
Oh.
I mean, if it's snowing, I go a little bit slower, but in the rain, forget it. I drive an SUV. Like, what? A vehicle built for all sorts of terrains.
I think in general, people have driving fears. I think that there's just some fears out there that when it comes to driving, you don't know what it is, but it bothers you. Am I the only one? What's your driving fear? 1-800-330-9999. I don't even know what to do with this text we just got. We're talking about your fears when you're driving. I'm bidding on a house right now, and everything about the house is perfect. I'm in a bidding war. Who knows if I'll even get it? But, like, one of the things that terrifies me is the fact that it's located on a really windy road. And I'm always afraid to drive on those really windy, steep roads. And I'm like, every day I'm going to have to go, like, in and out of this road. You know?
Windy, steep roads. You make it sound like you're crossing the Rockies. It's a regular, you know, not city street. That's all.
I know. I'm so used to, like, living in a city. But some people have unnatural driving fears. And I'm looking at this text at 1-800-330-9999, our text line. I'm genuinely scared of female drivers that are scared of driving.
Listen, I mean, does it have to be a sexist thing? I mean, anybody that's fearful of driving, somebody that's fearful of doing something, or an inexperienced driver or a student driver, I would say it's all the same. Doesn't matter if they're a man or a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all.
You yes.
know, somebody that's inexperienced that you're driving around, or somebody that's terrified to be doing something, yeah, you wouldn't want that.
Well, and this text says, just get a personal driver. That way you don't have to worry about driving. Oh, this is radio. I'm
Thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Mr. Rockefeller. I mean, what are we talking about?
Another person wrote that they're afraid of elderly drivers. Okay, that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, you remember my grandmother Marty, she drove like until she was like 92 or 94.
Doesn't mean she should have.
Right. She used to always say that older people should be retested. But you know what it was? She just loved tests because she felt like she was so good at tests. The side, she had a blue Cavalier and both sides of it were streaked white because she ran into the sides of her garage all the time.
1-800-330-9999. I miss Marty. Stacey, what's your unnatural driving fear?
I do. It scares me when I sneeze, when I have to sneeze and drive.
Oh, my gosh.
When you have to sneeze and drive.
I've never even thought of
that. Split second.
Your eyes closed.
Yeah, but I mean, do you ever look at your phone or anything? Because that takes more time.
That does take more time, but there's a fear that when I'm sneezing, I'm going to lose control of my car.
Well, I fear when you're reading your text. That's what I fear.
I have to tell you something, and you can't say I'm disgusting, but one time I regurgitated while I was driving, and I thought that I was going to throw up, and it was terrifying because I didn't know where I was going to throw up. I was like, do I just pull over? Do I just go into my lap?
Right on the lap.
Oh, God. Right on
the
lap.
For the good of all of the rest of our safety, you got to go right in your lap.
Yeah. No, but I get the sneezing thing because your eyes are closed. You're right.
For literally a millisecond.
Yeah, but still, it's a fear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I want you to add up the time that you look at your phone today on the way in.
What does that have to do with the phone? Stacey, do you have a driving fear?
Yeah, I do. When people are driving on the highway and they're weaving, you know, they're literally up your butt, and then they weave around you to get in front of you. Because I've been hit while driving at 45 miles per hour from behind. So when I see cars doing that, it kind of makes me a little bit more nervous.
Absolutely.
You were doing 45 on the highway, right?
Well, because there was traffic, yes.
Well, she's doing traffic.
So we were going 45 because everybody was going slower than the normal 65. And somebody just decided they wanted to be where I was at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well. I hate the weavers, the ones that just keep weaving. It's so dangerous. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So you can get a half a mile ahead of me? Ugh.
Shelby, what's your driving fear?
Hitting a deer. Just any sort of wild animal just jumping in. That is my fear.
I hit a deer. It almost destroyed my car.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It came out of nowhere. The thing just exploded. It was awful. It was so awful, and I was so scared. And, like, I couldn't even drive my car. I had to call a state trooper to come escort me off the highway, and then I had to wait for one of our producers to come pick me up. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was a mess. And your vehicle was never really the same after that.
No.
They put it back together, but it was never really the same.
Yeah, I had, like, it was a Jeep. It was, like, a brand-new Jeep, 2 months old. The thing was, like, a powerhouse, and it took it out, and it was never okay after that. And, like, because it was so new, it was the only reason why it wasn't totaled.
Right.
It's a valid fear.
Yeah. Because they come right up on you. I mean, forget it. Like a moose, too. Forget. I mean, that thing's like hitting another vehicle. It's like hitting a dump truck.
1-800-330-9999. What's your driving fear? I have a fear of windy, steep roads. And I'm bidding on a house that to get to, you have to go on a windy, steep road. And it's terrifying me.
How steep could it be? How steep could it honestly be, this road that you speak
of? It's not, okay, it's scary enough for me. That's
right.
What matters.
I mean, when you press the gas and you're driving down the road, the vehicle goes over the hill, right? It's not like a thing where you got to put it in four-wheel drive or
Raven,
anything.
You're sounding very condescending because it's not your fear. It's not your fear. It's mine. I think people have driving fears. I'm looking at our Facebook page. Catherine wrote, seeing someone going the wrong way, the directions towards you in your lane on the highway. It happened to me. The person flew right by me.
Okay, I mean, that's a genuine fear. You're talking about driving, you know, in the woods. That does not relate to that same thing.
But now I'm afraid of people on the wrong way on the highway coming at me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if we should have done it today. What is your driving fear, the fear that you have every time you take the wheel? 1-800-330-9999. Casey, do you have a fear when you're driving?
No, I don't have a fear when I'm driving, but I do. I'm a defensive driver, if that makes sense. So it's always about being the defense, not on the offense, that keeps you safe, especially in Miami.
Right. I mean, I'm the same way. Like, I consider myself a defensive driver. I'm an aggressive driver, but I'm not the tailgater. I'm not the person that's going to put you in peril or anything like that. I drive with a good amount of courtesy. but I'm always prepared for you to do something stupid right in front of me.
Do you think the person who is the aggressive driver knows they're aggressive driver, or do you think that they think that they're a better driver than everybody else?
Well, I think everybody thinks they're a better driver than everybody else.
Yeah, 100%. The other thing for me is in Miami, people don't know how to merge.
Yes.
So we have a problem, you know, and then merging is all about, you know, nobody listens to signal lights.
Let me tell you, dear, that is a nationwide problem. I have lived on both coasts, south, north, everywhere. That is a problem. Nobody knows how to merge. We all know how to do it. Nobody wants to do it.
Right.
Nobody wants to do it.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day that says, please let me in or I'll cry.
Oh, that's good. Right. Appeal to them on weakness.
You guys are great.
Colin, what's your driving fear?
It's a weird one, but it's driving through tunnels has always gotten me. I'm very claustrophobic. You know, signal goes down. The radio doesn't quite work. I don't know. Things get crazy in my head.
I don't think that that's that out of the norm. I think a lot of people probably have fears of driving in tunnels.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you go through like a really long one, too. I mean, there's a couple long ones here in the States, right? There's one in like Delaware. There's one in Colorado or something, right? I mean, you go through those. They're long. They're miles long. You know, you're under there for a long time. Psychologically, it can get in your head, you know?
Hand in hand with that is people that are afraid of driving over bridges.
Yeah.
I used to date a guy many years ago that was afraid of bridges. Remember, he used to take off his shoes. That was like a thing that he did when he was a kid. He would take off his shoes because if he went off the bridge, he wanted to be able to swim when he hit the water.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy.
Gracie, what's your driving fear?
My driving fear is driving at night. I used to have no issue with it at all. And then lately, I feel like when I'm driving at night, I see things that aren't there. And it's just kind of scary.
I think that things are other things. Like if there's like a stop sign, I'll think it's a person or something like that. I don't know why.
Is it something like a different reflect? Is it like reflecting some weird way for you? I mean, I get it. I don't drive as well at night as I used to either.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It'll happen like all of a sudden, like in my 30s, like all of a sudden it just became more difficult to see at night. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Gabrielle. It's a weird thing.